Blackstone presents Didn't We Almost Have It All? In Defense of Whitney Houston by Garrick Kennedy. This book is read by Leon Nixon. Forward by Brandy. The first time I heard Whitney's voice, she was singing Greatest Love of All. I felt feelings, emotions I'd never before felt in my body and in my spirit. I don't quite have the words to describe what her voice did to me, how it was able to move me, and how I was suddenly able to see all of her. Her grace, her class, her beauty, her smile. She was an angel. She was the person I wanted to be exactly like. I knew I could never be exactly like Whitney Houston, but if I could just do a little bit of what she did with her voice, if I could make someone else feel the way she made me feel, then that's what I wanted to do. I was mesmerized by her. I spent my childhood practicing to all her records and imagining myself meeting her. Those were my dreams and prayers. I wanted to be a singer, and I wanted to meet Whitney Houston. I was a young black girl growing up in the South when Whitney took over the world. She was an effortless singer. And it inspired me to see someone with a voice as powerful as hers. She had every range you can imagine. Her falsetto was as strong as her head voice, and she could do all these amazing things with her tone. Whitney made me feel like anything was possible, even though everything she was doing had been so impossible for black girls to achieve. She was the result of so much, and she was the reason why I could be everything I wanted to be. Why any of us who came after her could be anything we wanted to be. Whitney was the blueprint. That was the magic of her. I remember going to my mother and telling her, I want to be as big as Whitney Houston. My mom encouraged me to dream big, but black girls rarely saw the type of success Whitney achieved. Selling tens of millions of records, all the history she made, and all the accolades, we didn't see many artists, let alone black artists, reach the levels Whitney did. I don't think I would have made it as far as I was able to make it as an artist if she were not the idol I looked up to most. Whitney was magical. She opened, literally, every door for every singer. Black, white, Hispanic, anyone who wanted to do this has Whitney in their top five. When I was 12 years old, I sang my way down the audience of The Tonight Show in order to get backstage. BB and CeCe Winans were there to perform, and I wanted to meet them. Not just because I loved them so much, but because I knew they knew.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?